Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, an evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Yes, there will be a sun and cloud mix today, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get some decent eclipse viewing. The ending is at 3:17 in the afternoon. Nice warm day today, high 81. Risk of showers holding off till late tonight in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow, high 77. Then rain and thunderstorms Wednesday. It's a big deal, storm system. Locally, very heavy rainfall, severe weather potential, high 75. Maybe some leftover showers on Thursday, first half of the day, high 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Work has resumed on the project to add an additional lane on I-85 South between Midlane and Taylor Road in Montgomery. The barrier wall will be removed by Tuesday morning, and paving operations will begin shortly after. The project is expected to be completed early this summer. A new bill regulating sexually explicit children's books has been filed in the Alabama legislature. HB 425 would prohibit a library from purchasing or accepting donated materials containing sexual content if the publisher of the material has recommended it for minors. Hyundai and Kia issued a recall of 3.4 million vehicles in September, saying the vehicles should be parked outdoors because they risk catching fire, whether the engines were turned on or off. 6 months later, most of these automobiles remain on the road, unrepaired due to a replacement parts shortage. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Honey, did you call an electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader's still here. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good. A lot better now. We got a great guy in the studio with us.
We really do. We have, well, Chief Deputy Montgomery Sheriff's Department, Kevin Murphy, right here in person, in studio. Hey, Kevin, how you doing today?
Good. How are y'all?
Good. See you. We're surviving the eclipse so far.
Yeah.
So, but you wanted to join us today in one way to say thank you to the outpouring of support from the community, but it is just heartbreaking to see. I saw when it was officially announced Friday night, this young deputy passed away, and it was on duty, but I want to give you the floor to really speak about Jeremiah's here.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to bring me on your show. I know that you guys reach a lot of people, and the outpouring of concern when he was hurt in the hospital, and then certainly after Friday evening when he passed away, the outpouring of sympathy and condolences has been overwhelming for us. I know the sheriff and I and several members of our staff have been on the phone all weekend, and I've been stopped out in public. I was at the ball field Friday night. It was before Jeremiah passed away, and several people walked up to me and said that we were all in their prayers. But, you know, I just wanted to thank your audience and the citizens of Montgomery County for all they've said to help us get through this. It's horrible. I've been through it before, unfortunately, and I've lost a lot of friends. One's too many. But this young man, Deputy Jeremiah Young, was a fantastic guy. He's a great young man. He volunteered for almost all of our community events, something he didn't have to do, but he did. He was a mentor and a counselor to our Explorer unit, which is teenagers who aspire to go into law enforcement. Here he was, just graduated from the academy, and was already showing an interest in mentoring people that really weren't much younger than him.
Right.
He just turned 21. Jeremiah started with the sheriff's office a few years back as when he was 18 as a correctional officer, too young to be a deputy, but did a fantastic job in the jail. Received the correctional officer of the quarter in late 2022, so he'd really already kind of established himself as, you know, a great leader and a very hardworking, ethical young man. He started the police academy, and two of his academy mates, Eric Dunn and Leon McLeod, they were there at the hospital the night that he had the accident. They were very close. You know, you build a very close bond in the police academy, and certainly it transitions over to the road, and there was a lot of deputies there at the hospital that night with his family. And and then Friday night, really 2 a.m. Saturday morning, we brought him home to the funeral home. The troopers assisted us in escorting him back from UAB, and, you know, the sheriff was there, and I think we probably had about 50 law enforcement cars. Most all of them were off duty that came in on their off day just to, you know, bring Jeremiah home. So, but I do want to thank some of the people that were there on the scene when he had his accident. The Snowden Volunteer Fire Department. Somebody with the Volunteer Fire Department drove up on the accident. It hadn't even been dispatched yet. and they had their personnel there very quickly. And I watched the body cam footage of the scene and just the heroism and the care and the determination that they had. And they had to get the jaws of life out and extract them from the vehicle. But what Snowden Volunteer Fire Department did and South Montgomery Volunteer Fire Department did was just extraordinary, giving him immediate emergency care. There were citizens there, Montgomery County citizens, that pulled up to help. And it just really shows what kind of a community that we have here in Montgomery County.
And this was just one of those, like anytime anybody gets in a vehicle, it was one of those sort of freak accidents.
I mean, that's all it's all it was.
Yeah. You know,
we've read some of the things on social media that's just so inaccurate. It was just an accident. He ran off the road and hit a tree. He was going to assist fellow deputies on a call, and this young man just had an accident. That's all it was. He wasn't violating the law or policy. He was doing his job, and it was tragic, and it's horrible what his family's going through and what the deputies and all of us as a community, but that's all it was, a traffic accident.
And an outpouring support from the community, as well as I'm seeing statements here from Governor Ivey, Senator Britt, Doug Singleton, the chair of the commission, county commission, Hal Taylor with Aaliyah. And I mean, anytime you lose, well, anybody, it's tragic. And then when you see such a young man, I emphasize this, as you were saying, he was only 21.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it breaks my heart to see. It really does.
It does. You know, I stated just a moment ago that I've been through this before. You know, when I was a young officer, and this happened to me in 1987, I lost two partners. They were killed by gunfire at the same scene. You know, you can't make sense of it. But we all know, everyone that puts on a badge in this country, really in the entire world, knows the risks that are involved. And, you know, obviously we drive 24/7. There's always units rolling, and there's always a risk involved in spending so much time behind the wheel of a car. But, you know, one of the things that I said, the sheriff and I spoke to the deputies Saturday morning when we brought Jeremias home. You know, the cruel reality of our profession is it's like in combat, when a soldier falls, you have to continue with the mission. And I want the citizens of Montgomery County, certainly Sheriff Cunningham, and I want them to know, you know, we're going to continue the mission. We're going to continue public safety and serving the citizens of Montgomery County, answering calls, enforcing the law. You know, Jeremias wouldn't want us to do anything any differently. And I want to reassure the public that we're not going to stop or slow down. The mission continues.
Now, if you don't want to go in this direction, but a thought, this is fine, but a thought came to my mind that, you know, everybody grieves differently, but would you have advice for anybody, not only on the job, but those who knew him? Because you said you've been through this. Like, is there a advice you could give to folks?
Talk about it. Don't hold it in. That's one of the things that has gotten me through these horrible incidents in my career. And I've seen some, they hold it all in, and I'm pretty good at spotting that, and I don't let them. I talk to them and call them on the phone, check on them, go by and see them. But not talking about it is only going to make things worse. So, you know, we have a real strong support network at the sheriff's office. We have peer support groups. We have a great chaplaincy. Steve Smith is retired. Steve and I go way back. The sheriff and I served with Steve at MPD. He retired from MPD and came to work at the sheriff's office and did a full 25 years with the sheriff, and now is retired from the sheriff's office. And he still volunteers his own time for the chaplaincy program. And we actually had a prayer vigil Thursday evening with the family at the sheriff's office, and Steve led that. So, I mean, we have a very strong support network, peer support, chaplaincy, but And sometimes just the friendship that you have with others is really all you need. I've gotten a lot of phone calls, you know, is there anything I can do? And I said, you just did it. You called me to check on me. That's all that matters, you know. And that sometimes can mean so much to somebody, just to hear that voice on the other end of the phone. Or like the lady did at the ball field Friday night, walked up to me and said some very kind things.
Well, I'm happy you're here today to talk about it, because selfishly, I wouldn't know what to say other than to read the reports. And it's just, as you've laid out, this guy, he was better than a lot of us, I'll put it that way. And I'm not Definitely. Just talking about those in law enforcement. From the little you've told us, you can go for it, folks, in that way. And it's just a tragic to see. But I appreciate you being here today, Kevin. I
appreciate y'all having me. You know, a lot of, and I wasn't any different. When I was 21 years old, I wanted the world to see how tough I was and how strong. And I took myself seriously. And one of the things about Jeremias that really struck me was how genuine he was. He was really comfortable in his own skin. He had this infectious smile. And, you know, I like to pat people on the back. I'm a back patter. Hey, how you doing? I'd pat him on the back. He'd pat me. Good, Chief, how are you? But, I like that. You're a fellow back patter. But, you know, he was so genuine. And when he volunteered at one of our events, he was in the middle of all of it, helping out. And just a week and a half ago, we had a picnic for the Explorer Post, and then afterward they played a little kickball, and he was out there with these young kids playing kickball, and I remember joking with him afterward. I said, you know, that didn't seem really fair. You were kind of picking on those little kids, beating them at this little kickball game. He just laughed, but he just had a great heart, a great spirit about him.
Yeah, and well, it's weird, I think we're getting a call here. Who is it?
Duke.
Hey, Duke, you're on.
How's it going, fellas?
Good.
I'm getting an F call some kind of way, Joey.
Well, I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Murphy.
Thanks for calling.
I kind of remember you from when you used to ride a motorcycle. You used to drive motorcycles.
I did. Did for about almost 6 years.
You gave me a little speed. I missed that warning ticket. Yeah, you didn't give me a speed. You gave me a warning.
Well, I'm glad anyway, to hear that.
Yeah. You were very nice to me that day. But a reason I'm calling, sir, I appreciate what you're doing today. My wife lost a cousin out of Monroe County. Daly, last night with Daly. You remember him? About a couple years ago? He had kind of same accident, ran off the road like that.
Was that Al?
Justin. I think his name is Justin Daly.
It does sound familiar. I can't quite
place it. Yeah, young guy, and I just commend you guys sticking together. Even when Big John died, you guys, the sheriff's department came together statewide and support the guys that, you know, that fall or whatever.
I appreciate that.
So I just commend you for you coming on and expressing your thoughts about this young man.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate you. And also the good work you guys do. I'm going to always support you guys regardless.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Duke.
All right. Have a good day.
See you, buddy.
You know, Duke called and said that I'd stopped him and give him a warning ticket.
Mm.
Back in probably the mid to late 90s, I was working a case for a woman who had her check stolen. Somebody forged it and cashed it at the bank. We were trying to determine suspect. She looked at me and said, "You remember me?" I said, "I'm sorry, I don't." She said, "Well, this was like 1996. She said, "In 1987, you pulled me over, wrote me a warning." And I said, "Oh, well. How'd I do?" She said, "Oh, you're very polite." And something occurred to me. There's no way you can remember all the people you stop, because there's thousands of them, literally. They never forget you. Never.
But of course.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And I wrote a lot of warnings in my career.
It's good to know.
And to those out there I wrote tickets to, well, I was just doing my job.
Let's go to Ken Mullinax, I believe, is on the line. Hey, Ken.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, Kevin. How are you, bud?
Hey, good, Ken. How are you?
I'm well. Hey, we're talking about this officer, and certainly sad to hear about him, but when I heard you had Kevin Murphy on, I wanted to call and say something nice about him. I may be the only guy, Kevin, you never pulled over. Maybe I was just driving too fast. I don't know. But, Joey, you and your crew may not know this, but a few years back, when Kevin was the chief of police of Montgomery, he showed up at one of our Congressman John Lewis events where we brought members of Congress to look at all the various things.
I remember.
To do with civil rights. And Kevin Murphy gave John Lewis his badge. Mm. He took his badge off his uniform at First Baptist Church, Black First Baptist Brickaday Church, took his badge off, gave it to John Lewis, and apologized for all of the mayhem and chaos that occurred from the police department way back before Kevin Murphy was ever there, back in the bad old days. And it made the New York Times, it went everywhere, and it was just a testament to how Montgomery has changed over the years for the better. And so a lot of people don't know that nowadays, and I've never forgot it. And I just wanted to share that with y'all and say, well done, Kevin Murphy.
Well, thank you, Ken. Enjoy your vacation. Are you about to leave here soon, aren't you?
Well, in June when I turn 65, yeah, that's right. We spoke about that.
Okay.
I'm gonna sneak off to Hawaii for 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Yeah. But anyway,
be going
guys,
right now, Ken, the eclipse coming, you would get sunburned.
You know, when is it supposed to happen here?
Right now.
Must be happening now. Yeah.
Well, I just drove. I'm outside somewhere. I'm gonna get my glasses out and see if I can see a little partial something. But Kevin Murphy just is a whole lot more than a law enforcement officer. He's a hell of a guy.
I agree.
And thanks, Kevin, for doing what
kind.
You did for us.
Very kind for calling.
Thank you, Ken.
Bye, Charles.
See you, Ken.
Be good.
And I second everything Mr. Mullinex just said there. And all my dealings with you, Kevin, solid is a word. And I could use better ones, but I think solid is where it comes to mind.
Yep. I'm intimidated around you, Joe. You're Mensa smart, so.
I don't know about that.
My vocabulary goes from about 25 words to maybe 50.
Kevin, all you have to do is bring in a female deputy.
Yeah, I'd turn into a,
yeah,
you know.
You're good.
Well, I'm sorry I don't measure up.
But I do appreciate your time today, Kevin. I really
you
do.
Bet.
Thank you, Kevin.
And folks, we're going to hit this break, and I'll pull up and leave on the screen here. There's a picture of Jeremias Young. Rest in peace, sir.
Good man.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdit.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
The baby liked it.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Chief Deputy Kevin Murphy stopping by.
Yes, sir.
And, well, the show must go on.
Yep.
334-272-9228 if you want to join on the program. What are you looking for?
See if it's getting any darker.
No, it's not really.
Not really. No. According to the television, it is, but it's a little darker there than it was 10 minutes ago with him. But
yeah, I think it'll be a little more progressive as it hours go on here in our area, where it'll be a pretty good coverage.
Yeah, I think around 2 o'clock is our prime. Mm-hmm. I think.
What do you think of the folks sort of like freaking out like this is a once in a lifetime event? I don't blame the science nerds.
Right,
there are some true astronomy nerds out there, or astrology pseudoscience.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't really blame those folks because they kind of live and die science and this sort of stuff.
It's our Super Bowl.
But I mean, like, if you had no desire to go get into the actual path.
Nah. No, and I know people that did, and you know, more power to them, but no, I could care less, to be
quite
honest.
Well, and it is amazing how eclipses used to, because people couldn't predict them.
Well, you
didn't know. Like, I think there's one in Greek history where it stopped a war.
See, I can see that.
Where, like, it happened during the battle, and everybody freaked out, like, this must be a sign.
Well, imagine how, when we have tornadic weather come through, and you see how people react. That
sure, man.
You just don't know. All of a sudden, the world looks like the world's ending.
And I've told this story before. I was listening to Stephen Fry's retelling of Greek mythology, and, you know, you hear about Poseidon and so many of the ocean stories, and I'm like, yeah, it's cool. And then it just so happened, I'm down visiting my dad. We went out on the water, just in the bay.
Yeah.
With the lights off at night.
It's cool, isn't it?
And it made you go, especially in the stars and the feeling the water around you, you're like, okay, I kind of get it.
You are a speck. I mean, you quickly realize, holy crap,
And something like the ocean feels like it's alive.
Yeah.
And it's bigger and much more powerful than you.
Definitely.
And all this stuff. Enjoy yourself if you're out there nerding out about the eclipse. Again, our number 334-272-9228. That's 334-272-9228. And appreciate all the love online, everybody watching online, especially the X platform. You can watch folks at the Joey Clark or Joey Clark Live on YouTube. I think we're getting close to 10,000 subscribers there on YouTube.
Really?
Which is pretty cool to see.
That's, yeah.
Let's go to Eric. Hey, Eric.
Never done more than
one. Eric, hello. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Y'all need to go outside with a welding helmet and you can see it.
With a what helmet?
a welding helmet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so a welding helmet.
Watch without going...
Audio.
Anyone knows. It's about halfway right now.
Would you be surprised if I told you I don't own a welding helmet?
I would be surprised if I put one in front of you and you didn't, and you knew what it was. That would be surprising.
Actually, my grandfather's got one.
Okay, because if you've never seen a welding helmet,
he's got a he's got a low grade one.
Right.
Yeah.
Harbor Freight.
It's one of those hats that usually has flames on it and stuff. And
oh yeah, one of those.
One of those really one of those nice ones. It's got a really dark front and you can't see.
Yeah. No, you wear it on your little hog you ride around in your chaps.
You wear it on your do-rag.
Where I wear it is none of your business.
That's fair. That's fair. Free country. Sorry I even asked.
All right. Hey, I'm really sorry about that, deputy guy. I was talking to a buddy of mine that's a volunteer fireman, and or he is actually, and I was listening to the call when they were bringing him in the Baptist South. They were going to lifelight him, but they couldn't get the lifelight there before they could get him to Baptist South. So, but that was really neat to see how, I mean, wildly unfortunate, but seeing how all those guys communicated over the radio and put their resources together and closed down the roads and got him in there as fast as they did to try to do what they could.
Well, and it's something I'm constantly being reminded of, as crazy as the long-term trends and the big things, the macro picture that the country's going through right now, you get reminded of how we're doing all right, and more than all right. We're doing amazing things every day. Just the good stuff doesn't often make the news.
Right.
No. I mean, those are guys that will lay down their life for you. I get a little ticky because of my Fourth Amendment and some of that stuff, but, you know, when it comes to somebody shooting at you and you needing help from somebody that's trained to help you, you can't beat those guys, especially the sheriff.
That's it.
I ain't got nothing else to say. So, y'all have a nice afternoon. And,
okay, buddy.
Don't stare at the sun without a welding helmet.
Give it a go. Right.
Thank you, Eric. Adios. Let's go to Master Thespian.
Hello. All I'm going to say is if any strange plants show up on your doorstep, do not bring it into the house. Do not feed it. That's the major plot point of Little Shop of Horrors. When a solar eclipse happened, a strange plant showed up and mayhem ensued.
Well, I'll be sure. I'm supposed to get some packages today, but I'll double check to see if there's anything else in there.
Packages are fine. Just don't take any plants.
No plants.
Right. And by the way, we're over 10,000 subscribers, Eddie.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I'm liking that.
Mm-hmm. Rocking it.
All right. Well, I'm at the event here at AUM. They've got some telescopes out and a bunch of people out, so we're going to have some eclipse fun today.
Are you noticing anything outside just yet?
The shadows are starting to look a little strange.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the first things that happens, that you got that the sunlight filtering through the leaves.
Yeah.
Things are starting to look a little weird.
The birds starting to chirp?
Do what?
Are the birds starting to chirp? Like they're heading to roost?
I'm not hearing any birds.
Okay.
So,
and we're seeing a live shot from NASA in Kerrville, Texas, and the full eclipse.
It's just dark as night, man.
That's insane.
That's just dark as night.
Well, it'll get pretty dark here. I mean, we're supposed to be near 80%, according to
Uncle Weather. 80-something percent, so... This ought to be interesting.
Yeah, no wonder this would freak people out over the generations.
You're just walking down the road and all of a sudden...
That is like, you know, we expected it, but just seeing it on the TV there, that's... Wow.
Oh, in the middle of it. If it gets dark, halfway dark like that here, you're going to be like, it's kind of creepy. Can we turn the lights back on?
All right.
Well, that's the story about how Columbus was going to be attacked by a bunch of natives, and he said, hey, you leave me alone or I'm going to make the sun go dark. And they laughed at him, but... He was apparently a science geek. He knew there was going to be a solar eclipse.
Uh-huh.
Sure enough, it happened, and they freaked out, and, you know, the rest, as they say, is history.
Well, turn around, Bright Eyes.
Yep.
Turn around.
Bye, guys.
See you later.
272-9228. Like I said earlier, hey, this part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And they're at River Region Contracting. Todd Clark and his team are ready to help you out with your roof.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason they're called the premier roofing contractor here in the area, because whether you have an asphalt or a metal roof, they're ready to help you out. And not only do they do an amazing job with repairs, they like to educate their customers on their roofs so you can stay up to date with it. but we can do a little bit of that here on the radio.
Right.
They've provided me with the knowledge. You know, manufacturers suggest whether asphalt or metal roof every 3 to 5 years for basic preventative maintenance. You need an inspection every 3 to 5 years.
Yep.
But we've been suggesting here on the show that in Alabama elements, in the climate we have around here, probably do it every year.
I think you should.
Especially if you have a lot of tree growth overhead and things that can fall on the roof in ways you don't suspect necessarily. Yeah. Why not get it checked out? And here's the great news. The inspections and estimates from River Region Contracting are always free.
Absolutely free, Joey.
And those estimates are accurate.
Have been for me every time.
They show up on time.
Done that for me every time.
They get the job done well, and they don't leave a big mess behind.
That's what I really appreciate. No flat tires.
Right. So, and, or sometimes you'll see like old like Gatorade bottles, soda, lunch.
Oh, yeah. You'll just see the
like fast food wrapping and stuff.
Yep. But not with them at all, man.
Not with River Region Contracting. And also great news, folks, they're insurance specialists. So if they do find a problem with your roof, your insurance company might cover. They can walk you through that claims process and make it a swift and pleasurable experience. Not something people usually associate with insurance claims, but they're just that good there.
I've seen them do it.
At River Region Contracting. So call them today. That number, 356-8635. That's 356-8635. And be sure to tell them that, well, Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you. You got to get out of here?
Yeah, got to go. Daddy's got to go to work.
Please don't refer to yourself in like...
Daddy's got to go to work.
That's just creepy.
Daddy's got to go to work. Not,
like, you can't pull that off.
I'm going to work on it. I'm working on it.
Daddy's got to do this.
Daddy got to do this.
Now, if I heard you say Papa's got a brand new bag, like that makes
That's
a little more
Daddy's
sense.
That's what Daddy's going to get, that brand new bag.
Okay, no, you can't pull that off. Anyway, have a good day.
All right,
maybe
we'll
I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe,
so,
maybe
yeah.
not.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. I appreciate it, though.
Thank you, brother.
More news and views after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and equal housing lender.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Well, hi, everybody. Yes, there will be a sun and cloud mix today, but I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll get some decent eclipse viewing. The ending is at 3:17 in the afternoon. Nice warm day today, high 81. Risk of showers holding off till late tonight in the overnight hours, low 61. Widely scattered showers possible tomorrow, high 77. Then rain and thunderstorms Wednesday. It's a big deal, storm system. Locally, very heavy rainfall, severe weather potential, high 75. Maybe some leftover showers on Thursday, first half of the day, high 75. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back. The news and views in the afternoon. seeing more and more images of the Path of Totality. Pretty incredible stuff. And it is affecting a lot of the country, too. But that one huge path, 478 miles of darkness just covering Texas alone. Clouds could spoil solar eclipse, though, for millions. Ooh, that would sting. Like, you pay all those travel costs, you get set up in the right spot, and, well, cloud cover is a little too much. But, well, what an event. I'm just fine watching it right here on the TV screen, because I don't have the proper equipment to go look at it with the naked eye. And that is something biblical. That is something mythological right there, but it is realer than most things in this world today. Good to be reminded how small we are compared to the forces around us. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, going to Alabama news, there's one representative, State Rep Lipscomb. I wonder if he's related to the former Archbishop. Anyway, he says the state of Alabama feeling the quote-unquote side effects of abandoning traditional bid-build process for design-build on prison construction. Oh, you better believe it. But it's been 919 days since the Alabama legislature adjourned sine die in the 2021 special session for new prison construction. At the time, the stated reason for the impromptu special session was to set aside $1.3 billion in funding and expedite a process for the construction of two new prisons, one in Elmore County, the other in Escambia County, while the federal government was investigating the Alabama Department of Corrections for Eighth Amendment violations. Nearly 3 years later, the price tag for the Elmore County facility has ballooned to more than $1 billion, meaning the legislature will have to come up with additional funding for the eventual construction of the Escambia County facility. The timeline for completion of either remains unclear as well. Well, we better get on it, because I don't normally agree with the feds or the DOJ, but the more you look at prisons here in this state, it's like a particular circle of hell. It really is awful what is happening in Alabama prisons. It's not necessarily for lack of trying. It's just, I would say, years and years and years of neglect that have built up. But the state implemented a design-build plan for the Elmore County facility, which means the project's costs evolve as the design process leads to construction. It is a deviation from the state's traditional method of the bid-build process, in which bids are submitted, and from that, a price is set in stone for the lowest qualified bidder before work begins. In a recent interview with Jeff Poor, a state rep, Craig Lipscomb, he's from Gadsden. He's a practicing architect and graduate of Auburn University's College of Architecture, Design, and Construction. He discussed the design-build process and why it made sense for the new state house being constructed by the RSA, but not the new prisons. "I think the state house is a unique thing," Lipscomb told Jeff Poor. "We're not utilizing state funds or state resources of any kind to do that particular project. That's a third party. But as it relates to anything else in the world, I'm a big fan of the traditional bid process. I feel like you get the thing fully designed. You put it in front of a bunch of contractors, and the most qualified one with the lowest price is the winner at the end of the day. It's tried and true. It's been done for 1 million years. I like it. The design-build process works when you have a contractor that's utilized on a regular basis, especially if you're reproducing a product you've done numerous times or something similar. I didn't like that format," Lipscomb continued, "and I made that comment from the very beginning. I don't like the way that that was handled. It means you don't get a locked-in number on the front end. That troubles me, you know? And I think we're seeing the side effects of that at the moment." I tend to agree with this fellow. Especially when cost overruns, it's now the builder has an incentive of saying, oh, it's going to cost more. And with inflation, especially when it comes to construction materials and basic inputs to get that done, inflation through the roof. Oh, but the rate of inflationary growth is slowed. Yeah, but we still are at astronomical levels compared to where we were just a few years ago when Alabama first took out this bond to build two. Now that bond will really only cover one, which is just baffling, boggles the mind. But according to Lipscomb, had the state of Alabama relied on the traditional build process, construction would likely have been further along. I don't know that we've ever done that process before, but I think the reasoning for that was the expediency of the project. The feds were hammering us. We've got to get this done. I would have to believe that if we had done the traditional bid build process, then what you would have seen is some incentive to get that done more efficiently and more expeditiously or quicker, because the contractor is losing more expediently and they're losing money every day. They're not on the job site. Clearly, this is a little different in that. I don't know what the terms of the contracts are. Forgive me for not knowing that, but I would guess that it is why it is dragging on a bit, because there's some squish down there somewhere. Exactly right, sir. Yes, when you create the wrong incentives for people, whether it's a contractor building a billion-dollar prison, or it's maybe members of Congress and how they have to get their money to stay in office, the wrong incentives can lead to some pretty heinous outcomes. That's unfortunate. Now, in other Alabama news, we have the House, the Alabama State House. They've passed an anti-squatting bill. Now, I thought we had already established last week on the show that Alabama's laws on squatting are already pretty damn strong. They're just maybe, in certain situations, not enforced very well. But apparently, the House of Representatives said we need to make our laws even stronger. They passed legislation last Thursday that would give property owners and law enforcement tools to deal with individuals who illegally occupy the homes of others, these folks often called squatters. House Bill 182 increases penalties for individuals who enter a residence that is not theirs. It also increases the penalty for anyone who presents a falsified document that they claim to be a lease, deed, or other instrument authorizing ownership or occupancy. Again, State Rep. Craig Lipscomb, the bill's sponsor, brought it before the House floor, stating that while squatting is not a pervasive issue in Alabama, as it is in other states, he wanted to be proactive, not reactive. Lipscomb went on to say, currently in our nation, we're experiencing an epidemic of individuals who are finding themselves on people's properties, and we're having difficulty establishing who has the right to be where they should be and where they should not be. This has become even more evident as we have had illegal aliens within the nation who would be TikTok influencers explaining to millions of followers how they can illegally squat upon the premises of rightful property owners. What this bill will do is it will address the situation before it becomes an epidemic in the state of Alabama. The bill would also add a definition of the state's classification of third-degree burglary if an individual remains unlawfully in a dwelling and intentionally causes $1,000 or more in damage. The legislation received bipartisan support in the House, with several Democrats thanking Lipscomb for introducing it. However, some Democrats clarified that the bill was not targeting the homeless. The legislation passed unanimously, with 82 House members adding their names to the bill as co-sponsors. Well, there you go. Things that we can actually agree on here in the great state of Alabama. And coming up after a very quick break, we have more information on this IVF clinic that was in the middle of this, not just legal case, but now this national propaganda campaign, if I could put it mildly. We all are dealing with propaganda campaigns these days. Some of us might even engage in some. That's the way of the world as we see it today. But this IVF clinic is now saying what you're seeing is often a scare tactic. No, we're not closing down. In fact, we have so much demand for our services, we're expanding here in the state of Alabama. Great write-up and great report by 1819's Erica Thomas we'll get to in just a moment. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. And they're at Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams and Madeline Cannon. Well, they're ready to help you out whether you're looking to buy a home, especially if you're a first-time home buyer. They can walk with you every step of the way from pre-approval all the way to closing day. Or maybe this isn't your first home purchase, but you've dealt with the big banks. You've dealt with the national companies. You want somebody local, somebody you can trust. Somebody that's actually going to get to know you and your goals in owning a home, and that is Alabama Home Mortgage. And of course, they can also help you with a great refinance deal. If you're sitting under mountains of credit card debt, it's weighing down on you, you're not even making minimum payments, like it's just building up, building up, building up. If you have equity in your home, even with higher interest rates, you should look into a great refinance deal through Alabama Home Mortgage. And if you're a veteran, They know the latest with the VA home loan programs, whether you're buying or refiing. It's the best game in town. Veterans, you earn these benefits through your service. Better take advantage of them and not leave money on the table. So that number for Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call them today. That's 567-4223. Or you can always apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies like Kim and Madeline. Prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. I believe Madeline Cannon will, in fact, be joining the show tomorrow. Look forward to seeing her.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joining us now on the phone, the one and the only Michael Cohen of Cohen's Electronics and Appliances. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Hey, Joey, how are you?
I'm doing well, surviving the eclipse. I hope you are.
Yeah, we're out here trying to look at it now.
You seen anything?
I see a little sliver of light.
Okay, well, some of the images I'm seeing on the TV from NASA, like that, of the total eclipse, that is something that, no wonder people get a little crazy when they see these things. That's unreal.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if we were smoking dope or something, I mean, maybe that would make it a bigger deal. But the rest of us are in retail, so.
Good old Pink Floyd memories there in college.
To be young again.
So, you said you just had somebody come by checking out some of the furniture, some of the chairs you have there at Cohen's.
Actually, he came in to buy some appliances.
Okay.
He used to be a builder. He's retired. But he came in, and on his way out, his daughter picked out one of the little Palliser chairs. They fell in love with it. He liked the color. The color was easy just to give him that one off the floor. And we loaded it in his truck, and he ought to be back to Auburn by now.
All right.
So it's so nice to have the customers that have the confidence in Cohen's that they can just pick something up on a whim and take it. Although lots of them call us on the phone and ask us questions, we ask them questions, we make recommendations. They check it out online, see a picture of it, and we send it out, and they get it the next day. So, we're very fortunate that our customers do have the confidence and trust in Cohen's.
Well, and I'm pulling up the website on the live stream right now. Folks, that's thinkcohens.com, thinkcohens.com. And maybe you don't have the big old truck to haul some piece of furniture, a big chair. They've got that there at Cohen's. And, of course, for a lot of your bigger appliances and electronics, y'all can deliver and help set that up and even, say, tote away an old refrigerator, right?
Exactly. I mean, and we don't charge any extra to haul off your old appliance or TV if we're installing a new one. So it works out good for the customers. You can't really put your refrigerator out on the corner.
Right.
you know, it just didn't work.
Yeah. So, I don't think the city or the county would like that very much.
No. They don't like that stuff.
Well, folks, like I said, you can go to thinkcohens.com, but I really encourage you to stop by. 2515 Eastern Boulevard here in Montgomery. They're open 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And when you stop by, be sure to find Michael or one of the great team members and say, hey, we heard Michael on the radio with that Joey fella.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. Again, folks, Michael Cohen, always great talking to him. Fantastic sponsor here of the program. I might have to, in just a minute or so, when the segment's up, peek my head outside, see if I can see much anything. Go blind, you know. You sit too close to the TV, that was a crock of crap. I sat close to the TV, I can see just fine. Well, I did get LASIK. Maybe Benjamin Rush's theory on how people go blind is true. I'm not blind yet, I'll put it that way. Coming up, you know, I mentioned it earlier. Congressman Mike Rogers from Sachs, Alabama, was here in Montgomery last week visiting the Chamber of Commerce, and he was giving an update on the war in Ukraine and how the $60 billion that's now being discussed as the Congress comes back from their Easter recess, that we just got to do it. And unfortunately, we've got a lot of ignorant and stupid members who just are, you know, they're not made. Some of them are stupid, but most of them are ignorant on this issue. And if they just listened to somebody like Representative Rogers, they would see the light and they would sign that check, put their name on the dotted line on behalf of the American people to give to the Ukrainian people. Rogers went on to talk about with Todd Stacey on his show Capital Journal. I think it was in the same venue there at the chamber. Stacey Todd interviewed him on the scene there. He got into how the media landscape has changed. And no doubt, Mike Rogers is onto something with how the media landscape has changed. But I think it goes deeper than mere change in media, more voices out there on social media or in cable news. I think we're seeing a bigger shift in this country. Again, I would put my finger on it as there are a lot of everyday Americans who just do not trust the elites, including foreign policy elites. Now, does that distrust tend to tilt towards a younger cohort of the population? Sure. I think there are still a lot of folks, say 65 and up, who tend to trust what they see on TV. But there are a lot of Americans, and I would credit Donald Trump with sort of breaking the old Republican Party, that are now questioning what they're being told by their leaders, maybe even leaders they still respect at the end of the day. So, in a second, I'm going to read an op-ed that will come out tomorrow for 1819 News about the strange times we live in and about what we can do about it. Y'all stay tuned. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm going to try to go peek outside here and see what I can see of the sun. We'll be right back.
Joey Clark.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The total solar eclipse crossing North America is darkening skies along a path.